where we perhaps do or do not see the breakthrough that we perhaps saw at the break of last century. Those days are probably gone. And there's a new day where people take intentional large blocks of time to come away and separate from the world and the distractions and the frustrations of the world to spend a large block of time with Jesus. I want to say something to us all. There is never any pressure put on anyone to say anything. There is an environment. Encounter Week is an environment of grace and truth. There are people that come and they're ready to pray with people. We present truth. How many of you know truth is a good thing? Encounter, I'll be honest with you. I think it's 21st century revival because it's based more on this than a lot of the revivals I've been through in my lifetime. I've never even had that thought. But as I sit here and I analyze the past, I've seen a lot of guys that get up and hype and hoop. And at the end of it, there's a nugget of truth in there from this word. And Encounter Weekend is based on this right here. And I know maybe that rubs wrong with somebody, but I want you to know something. I'm saying it because I think, I know, I don't think I know. I know that some people have the misconception that Encounter Weekend is a place where I'm going to have to come and tell all my dirty sins. No. The people that stand up here and give a testimony, that's their testimony. The only, you know what, the last encounter, the only thing I asked in my office that morning, I said, who's going to be first? Is that what I said, David? And who spoke up? Ron. And the reason why I asked that is because it's always hard to be the first one. And then, that's all. I just want to know who's going to be first. I didn't even know what he's going to say. So I'm making a pastoral, heartfelt appeal to this body of believers. I'm saying this, and I'm not playing games, guys. I hope you hear my heart. I believe that for Mountain Gap Church to have the fire of God and move forward as she needs to, we need to embrace this, and you need to submit. And that's a hard word in a lot of churches that people don't like, but you need to submit your life to the Lordship of Christ. Come away for 16 hours on a weekend and ask Him to change you. And understand, I didn't ask you to submit to me. I ask you to submit to the Lordship of Christ. So, encounter is a time where believers can come away with Jesus. It's a time where one of the very first things that I say in Encounter Weekend is this: be selfish. And what do I mean by that? I mean it's about you and Jesus. Be selfish. Be selfish for your relationship with Jesus. Does that make sense? In a world that's hectic and fast-paced and has many demands, sometimes it's hard. Girls, listen. Sometimes it's hard to be selfish with regard to your relationship with Jesus. We need time alone and away with Him. We need it. Can I tell you that in my spirit this morning, I feel a 2,000-pound weight. And I don't know if anybody else feels that, but I do. We're in a series this summer called Heroes. This is the sermon series, and I'm going to preach a short message. Boys and girls of the International Spy Academy, are you here? All right. We're going to talk about a spy from the Old Testament. Does anybody have an idea what his name might be? There's actually two of them that are really Yes. Say it loud. Caleb. How many children do we have named Caleb here? If you're a Caleb, say, I'm Caleb. Oh, that wasn't very loud. Say, I'm Caleb. All right. We got some help. We're in this series, and we're going to take a look at Caleb this morning. I'm going to preach a very short message, and boys and girls and young men and young women and those of us who are not either one of those, right? Because I'm one of them, right? I'm not either one, young men or women. Or what is a hero? Wikipedia defines, and I know all the educators love that I just said Wikipedia. Wikipedia defines, but it's a good definition, is a character who in the face of danger or adversity or from a position of weakness displays courage and the will for self-sacrifice for the good of humanity. That's a really good definition. And the Bible is full of heroes, right? How many International Spy Academy heroes do we have? Now, hopefully all of you are heroes. There's one true God, right? All right. They didn't actually get a chance to do this, so I'm going to give them a chance. Boys and girls of the ISA, let me hear you chant one true God on three. Are you ready? One, two, three. One more time. All right. And they began to chant one true God anytime that Venom would show up during this week. And they were speaking truth to Venom. Something that we all could learn a lesson from, right? Because how many of us realize that there are times in our life where we face adversity or our own version of Venom, and what we need to do is we need to speak and declare truth to that situation, right? Thank you, Patrice. Isn't that right, church? Come on, y'all got to work with me this morning, okay? Because otherwise I'll be preaching forever. All right, are we ready? I'm basing this series. I had a bowl of cereal, but I'm basing the series on Psalm 16:3. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure. And then Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, it says, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Young boys and girls of the ISA, I want you to repeat after me. The people who know their God. Y'all are doing so much better than the adults. Let's try it again. The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. All right. Now, last week I talked about the exploits of relentless heroes, and we looked at the two different things. One exploit is the relentless heroes prepare for a separation. We looked at the life of Elisha. We can't be relentless and expect that there won't be separation. If we're going to be heroes for the one true God, we have to know that there is going to be separation from our life, from the crowd. Separation from those closest and separation from the comfort and the familiar. The exploit number two is that relentless heroes continue to push through adversity. The life application is really good. You need to understand this. Grab hold of this because adversity is the soil in which maturity is cultivated. Adversity, that tough place that you're going through, that's God's maturing process in your life. Adversity in the journey, adversity from those around, adversity in loss. We have to realize that the reward is in both the journey and the destination. And adversity was the setup for the transition. And we talked about when Elisha received the cloak or the double portion of Elijah's spirit. So this week, we're going to look at a few verses from Numbers chapter 13 and 14. And I've just kind of, for the sake of time, and I knew we had a lot going on, I've picked the key verses that tell this story. Verse 1 through 3. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send out for yourself men, so that they may spy out the land of Canaan. How many spies do we have in here? All right. You are all new recruits. Well, you are just like the people that Moses was going to send out. Spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel. You shall send a man from each of their father's tribes, and everyone a leader among them. So Moses sent them out from the wilderness of Paran at the command of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the sons of Israel. Verses 17 and 18, skipping down a little. When Moses sent them out to spy out the land of Canaan, he said to them, go up there into the Negev, then go up into the hill country. See what the land is like. That sounds like the work of a spy to me. And whether the people who live in it are strong or weak, whether there are few or many, how is the land in which they live? Is it good or bad? And how are the cities in which they live? Are they like open camps or with fortifications? How is the land? Is it fat or is it lean? Are there trees in it? Make an effort then to get some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and they spied out the land. How many spies do I have here this morning? All right. Verses 27 and 28. Thus they told him and they said, we went into, and this is the report back, we went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. And then Caleb. Everybody say Caleb. I like what Caleb did right here. Caleb quieted the people. You know what I think Caleb probably did? That was our signal to get the boys and girls quiet during the week. So Caleb might have had a different method, but that's what we used. Caleb quieted the people before Moses, and he said, we should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us. And so they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. There also we saw the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. They said to the people of Israel, skipping down into verse 14, or chapter 14, verse 7. The land which we travel, the land we traveled through and explored is a wonderful land. And if the Lord is pleased, this is Joshua and Caleb speaking. And if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It is a rich land flowing with milk and honey. Do not rebel against the Lord, and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They are only helpless prey to us. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. So I want to give you 3 points to think about this morning. Point number one is character. Point number two is choice. And point number three is confession. And they actually build upon one another. You see, Caleb, whose name can also mean bold, was living a bold life. Bold because one of the compliments that Caleb receives is it says in the scripture that Caleb, my servant. God refers to Caleb as a servant. That is a great honor. That is a great distinction. 6 times in scripture we see that Caleb, it says of Caleb that he wholly followed the Lord. In other words, boys and girls of the International Spy Academy, agents for the one true God, Caleb stood out. Caleb was different. Scripture even says it, and we're going to read it in just a minute. Caleb had a different spirit. It says that Caleb had a different spirit. Now, that wasn't talking about the Holy Spirit. That was talking about the character, the inner man of Caleb. Not the Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 says, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. So Caleb was different. Boys and girls of the ISA, will you say Caleb was different? That was pretty good. Let me see if the adults can do better. Adults, can you say Caleb was different? Ah, I think the recruits just got beat on that one. ISA, will you say Caleb was different? That's what I thought. You see, Caleb had a different character about him. And boys and girls, this is what I want to say to you this morning. And this is what I want to say to your moms and dads and your grandparents and all your friends in here. Caleb was fearless because of who he was inside. Inside his heart, the inner man of who he was distinct and separate. I know I've got a little competition, don't I? Caleb was distinct and separate from the crowd. ISA members, give me your eyes. Look at me. I want to say something to you, boys and girls. In this life of yours, I want to, look at me, boys and girls, look at me. Give me your eyes. I want to challenge you to be different for Jesus. Because in this world, there's going to be people that want you to be the same like them, but they're not following Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, follow Jesus and be different. Can you do that for me? Moms and dads, can I talk to y'all? Boys and girls, can you do that for me? Will you be different for Jesus? I want you to say it again. I don't want it too loud, but I want you to say Caleb was different. Okay, that was a little all over the chart there that time. Let's try it together on three. One, two, three. Now I want you to say this after me. I will be different too. The second thing we know about Caleb is that Caleb made right choices. Caleb was not moved by what he saw. He was moved by who he knew. He wasn't awed by the walled cities of the land. He knew the size of his God. He wasn't set back or concerned because he saw giants. He understood how big his God was. He wasn't concerned about how large and expansive the real estate and the land was. He knew that his God was bigger. You see, we can choose to look at our God through our difficulties, or we can view our difficulties through what we know about God. We can choose to look at our God because of the difficulty that's in front of me, or we can look at our difficulty knowing what we know about our God. Caleb made right choices. So how can you be a fearless hero? Number one is have the right character. You need to be different like Caleb was. Number two, boys and girls of the ISA, you need to make right choices. The 10 spies that came back that didn't believe, they came back with a bad report. But Joshua and Caleb came back with a faith-filled report. Here's a question for you. Do we believe the promises of God? Then why does sometimes we give up so easily when there's adversity? Why? And guys, I'm saying it for all of us. I'm not pointing a finger here. The promises of God can be counted on. And when we face difficulty, when we see how large the obstacle is in front of us, what we have to do is not look at our God through that obstacle. We have to look at that obstacle through the eyes of our God. So the second thing that made Caleb a hero was that he was fearless. And the third thing that made Caleb a hero is his confession. In verses 7 through 9, I read it a little while ago. It says, "The land we traveled through and explored is wonderful land, and the Lord is pleased with us. He will bring us safely into the land and give it to us. It is a land rich, flowing with milk and honey. Do not rebel against the Lord and don't be afraid of the people. They are only helpless prey to us. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them." Caleb's confession was faith. ISA, boys and girls, I want you to say the word faith. All right, that lets me know who's with me and who's not. ISA, on three, I want you to say the word faith. One, two, three. Caleb had faith, and because he had faith, he could confess and say, God will be with us and God will get us through this. Caleb's confession is only a reflection of his inner character and the choices that he made. You see, you can have great character and be different and still make wrong choices. But Caleb's confession came as a result of his character inside, the choices that he made on how he saw the obstacle, and the confession that came out. That's what that confession was based on, his character and his choices. What makes someone like Caleb confess what he confessed? Let's be honest. Boys and girls, you guys know this story, right? Joshua and Caleb and the spies, right? The reality is that there were giants in the land. And the reality is that the land was big. But you know what? The reality is that God is bigger. And he could rest in that. So Caleb and Joshua both could have came back and they could have said, like the others, it's too overwhelming for us. What makes someone like Caleb stand out? It's the Holy Spirit. It's a relationship with God. Under the influence of God's Spirit, Caleb was a man of bold faith, heroic courage. He wasn't caught up in fear. He wasn't caught up in anxiety. Scripture says that Caleb followed God wholeheartedly. How many boys and girls of the ISA will follow God wholeheartedly? If that's you, will you stand up? ISA boys and girls, if you will follow God wholeheartedly, will you stand up? Moms and dads, will you help them follow God wholeheartedly? Would you stand up? We're going to close the service. Someone's going to get a pie in the face. But I'm going to pray first. And I have the microphone, so I can pray for a really long time right now. Father, we thank you for these boys and girls. We thank you for these men and women here at Mountain Gap this morning. Thank you for the life of Caleb that we can look at. A hero. A fearless hero. And it's a life, and there's an example there that we can learn from, that in the face of adversity, in the face of obstacles, in the face of giants, we can have faith and know that our God is greater. Father, give us that bold faith. Give us that bold courage that we need to live victoriously and confidently in this world, to make a difference for the agents, as the agents for the one true God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.